Now, you have been at some point, somebody stole your identity.
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
Scary. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple of years ago.
It seems like a long time ago. But how they do it is you go to websites and they steal your information. So I found the worst websites to go to because they track every move the minute you go to them.
Tell us.
The Chive, number one.
No. If I used to go there all the time.
If you go to the Chive, you're going to get tracked.
Okay. Don't go to the Chive.
Salon is another one.
Wow. You're kidding.
No. That's number two. Number three, the Daily News.
You know, it's funny you say that because I can't get on the Daily News because they have a paywall now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you said that because I don't get on it and I can't. Now I won't.
Can you look at some things, but the things you really want to read, you can't get on?
Yeah, you can look at the front page, but anything you click on, they're like, great, $15 a month. And you can read this stupid article about something that won't matter tomorrow.
Yeah, no thanks. Crooks and Liars, that's a political website.
Yeah.
Barstool Sports is number five.
You're kidding. Barstool?
Yeah, Barstool.
Good to know.
LAD Bible is number six.
Oh. Yeah, I used to like the LAD Bible.
And then we have Adweek, Refinery 29, which is men's and women's.
Okay, my ex-husband used to work for Refinery 29.
Yeah, it's number eight on the list of when you go there, they're going to track you.
Whoa.
USA Today, number nine, and Bored Panda, number 10.
I'm a Bored Panda every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Bored Panda's my favorite.
Yeah, you can't anymore. So what's the least tracked websites?
Yeah, where am I safe?
You're safe on Wikipedia, which is strange. I thought that would be up there.
Right.
But no, Wikipedia, you're fine. Tied with Wikipedia, TikTok.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm on TikTok a lot, too. Okay, phew.
Number,
so far, so good.
That's number
check,
two.
Check.
Number three, Instagram.
Good. I'm on there more than I'm on anything else.
X Videos.
Oh, I'm not that into. Okay, maybe I'll get more into X Videos now. Okay.
Is that porn?
No.
I'm too afraid to put it in my computer. I thought it was porn.
No, X Video. You ever been to X Videos?
No, because it's porn.
But it isn't. Oh, X Videos is porn.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else. No, yes, X Videos is porn. Sorry.
X Videos, double X Videos, and probably triple X Videos, all bad websites to go to, but they don't follow you.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. X Videos. I thought it was something. When you said it, I thought it was something completely else, but I just looked at it and it's porn. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't put it
good
in my
computer.
Good to know. Yeah. Netflix. And last on the list, least tracked websites to track you, Bandcamp. Which I don't know what Bandcamp is.
Well, let's look and see what Bandcamp is since they don't track you. Check it out. I don't even know Bandcamp.
Yeah, just don't type in the Chive because when you type in the Chive, it's bad.
No, I definitely want to. Well, I'm not into the Chive. I never was. I feel like that's more for boys. Bandcamp. It's a music site. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Bandcamp.
Oh, so it's like a band place to hang out, like MySpace used to be.
Yeah, it's more like Pitchfork.
Oh, okay.
It's closer to Pitchfork than MySpace.
So you're safe. I mean, right now you're not being tracked when you went there. So you can go there. Just don't go to the New York Post.
Well, now I'm going to go to X Videos. I'm going to get my porn there from now on.
That's the safe place to go. You would think.
Good to know.
You would think that porn would want to follow you, but I think once you put it in, we don't want nothing to do with you. We know what kind of person you are. We don't want nothing to do with you.
The minute Pornhub started telling us what the most popular searches in every state was, then it's like, well, they obviously track us. So Pornhub, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello, X Videos.
Bookmark. Thank you.
And speaking of porn, what do you think about this? I have a really good friend, a gay friend, and this is important that he's gay. He likes to watch straight porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no problem with that, but our gay friends think that's weird. I don't think that's weird. Do you think it's weird?
No, I don't think it's weird. I mean, I think porn is porn. I mean, that's like a straight guy watching gay porn.
I know. That's what I mean. I was like, that's exactly what I said. I was like, straight guys watch gay porn all day long. They're like, yeah, but they don't watch men on men. They watch women on women. I said, not necessarily. They watch men on men. Why not? Whatever.
Or,
you know,
a woman watching woman on woman, does that make her gay?
No, of course not.
So I think it's until you cross that line and then you hook up with somebody, but watching it on a computer or your phone, I don't think that's crossing that line at all.
Well, I have two things to say about that. So I think porn is about your fantasy. So what you watch on a porn site, the porn you watch doesn't necessarily play into the kind of sex you like to have. Those can be two completely different things. Like, I mean, the reason why the stepbrother, stepsister thing is so huge is because it's very taboo. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there's the number of people who are watching the stepsister and stepbrother porn are not out there sleeping with their stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Do they
want to, though? I doubt it. No. And, you know, and here's the weird thing about it. The stepbrother steps. It's just two people having sex and they've told you that they're related.
Right. Like, because if they were, it would be very illegal and you couldn't watch it.
Well, no, it's not illegal to sleep with your stepbrother or stepsister. I'm sure it happens all the time.
No, morally wrong.
Well, maybe it's. I mean, look, if my mother and some guy's father end up together, what's that got to do with he and I? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing if we're children, we grow up together as siblings, then it's weird. But, you know, if I'm an adult and he's an adult and our parents met and married, I'm sure it happens is my point. But in the video, it'll say like, you know, I'm going to go check on my stepsister. I think she's naked in the shower. Mm-hmm. That's just another porn actress. And you're a porn actor and you're telling me that that's your stepsister. But I know that it isn't. I know that that's somebody else being paid to be in the movie. I know you guys have no family connection whatsoever.
So if you date your stepbrother and then you break up, what's Thanksgiving like?
Oh, awkward.
Do you buy him a Christmas present?
You can't. No, yeah. it's too awkward. You can't bring anyone new. If you start dating someone else,
yeah,
it's bad.
Because they're going to be jealous.
Right, right.
And I'm sorry, on the way over, you're going to have to explain to the person you're bringing to Thanksgiving that my sister is there and we once hooked up.
But it's your stepsister.
Oh, you have to say step.
Because you're not related. There's no blood there.
Oh. No, I'd like to bring that up in the car ride on the way over to see if she gets out.
for shock value.
For shock value. I didn't say step. I just said sister.
So I said that I had two things to say. So that's one thing I want to say. And the second thing is, I think that, you know, you had just said, if a straight person is watching porn, doesn't mean that they're gay. Even, but I think if you are a straight person, you hook up with somebody of the same sex, I don't think who you have sex with is always who you are. Do you know what I mean? I think, like, I definitely have friends that are consider themselves straight. Their identity is straight. They're married to somebody of the opposite sex. But once in a while, they hook up with a same-sex person. They don't consider themselves bi. You know, that's just not part of their identity.
I don't agree with you on that one.
You can't decide what somebody else's identity is.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody considers themselves straight, married to somebody of the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
primarily, that's the primary relationship, and once or twice a year, they hook up with, you know, whether they have somebody regular, whether they hook up with somebody at a bar. That doesn't mean they identify now as bisexual all of a sudden. They still consider themselves straight.
It's a thin line.
No, that's your opinion.
It's my opinion. Yeah, you asked me my opinion. I'm not saying.
No, I didn't. I'm not asking your opinion. I'm telling you that there are that who you identify as and who you sleep with could be different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you just said that if somebody straight watches gay porn, it's okay as long as they don't do anything.
Right.
And I said maybe once in a while they do something and they still consider themselves straight.
Hmm.
Okay. It's possible.
Possible. Don't believe you, but possible.
Well, the only reason why, okay, it is possible, but the only reason I would say like, maybe it's just my generation, but I have so many friends, they can't wait to come out as something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have friends that like they once kissed a girl in college. They have not been with a girl since. And if you ask them, oh, I'm bi. Really? You're bi? How often do you have sex with women? Well, in college once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that you had one experience, but you can't tell somebody what their identity is. But they have to understand that bi actually means that you have sex
often.
Right. Or more than once in college. How about that?
So that one night in college, you're fine.
Yeah, it doesn't make you bi, but if you say you're bi, you're bi. That's the thing. And I have a group of friends that, oh my God, like a friend of mine just came out as gender non-binary,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. I'm supportive, but it's another person. It's somebody else in my life that, like, I have friends that are truly gender non-binary. Like, they've always felt that they don't identify as one gender or the other, and that finally makes sense to them. I do have one friend in particular that just likes attention.
And that's what I think it is. I think we need to come to the point where I have a one friend in my life who's my friend. They don't have to be something. They can just be a friend.
Right. But I'm just saying my generation and my friends are people that every day, everybody I know is like coming out as something all that they can't wait to tell you. Oh, I'm, you know, whatever the new
right.
identity is, you know, that's, I have so many friends that are like, no, I'm asexual now. Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, because they heard it and they said, oh, that sounds really good. No,
right.
They're a person. They're a person and they're a friend. They don't have to be something. You don't have to be special. You don't. I mean,
right.
You don't have to win a trophy every time you play the game. You could just play the game.
I guess what I'm saying is I do have friends that finally, now that we have different terminology, they finally found a place where they fit in. Like their whole life, they felt like, I don't really fit into this identity that I've been given. And now they have more vocabulary and they're like, oh my God, that's me. That's always been me. And now I get it. I think that's beautiful and it's amazing and I'm totally supportive. But I'm just saying, I do have one friend that whatever the trend is, that's where this friend of mine goes.
Right.
And it's hard for me to respect what they're telling me is because I know that next week it'll be something new.